The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 1st, 1975, in Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, your parents accusing me, and in India, the caste Brahmins accuse me. My standing, I do not know where I stand. Your parents are accusing me, this rascal, converting our sons to become mendicants without any material enjoyment. And there, this rascal is giving a sacred chair to the mlechhas and javanas.
That way you keep traveling, Prabhupada, so they won't catch you.
Narad Muni was accused by Prajapati Dakha that you are traveling in the dress of a sadhu, but you are the most sinful man. You have turned my sons in the renounced order of life to become beggar without any advancement, without any enjoyment. So that accusation is always there, beginning from Narada Muni down to us. Therefore, Dr. Judha has said,
he's dedicated his book to the parents and to the devotees.
He has tried to pacify the parents.
Yes. Another parent is coming to see you today.
To accuse me?
No. Her son said she's very favorable. She's the mother of Parikshit.
Your mother was very angry at me. You know that? When she came to see me, I told Mrs. Bruce, can you give me some money? I've given you 2 sons. She was very angry. Still want money. And that's all.
You asked them to bow down, sir?
No, I asked him to bow down to your mother.
At initiation.
After initiation.
Did she
like... I gave her proper respect. Mother, after all, she's fortunate mother. She has produced such nice sons. I offer her respect. Yeah. Any of your mother and father, they're all very fortunate. And you are giving the best service to your families. Or Nitai's mother came. She looked very nice, lady. Yes. And she, I think you are the first child.
Yes.
Remember, she looks young, not very old. Within 40?
Over 40, I think.
Over 40.
Within 50.
But she looks younger. And your grandmother?
She's 80.
Oh. She's singing young. Dakha accused Narada that my sons are not out of the 3 kinds of debts. One debt is debtor to the saintly sages. Just like we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, we are indebted to Vyasadeva. He has given such literature. And we are taking advantage of it. As such, especially the Brahmanas, they have got indebtedness to big sages and central person, they receive knowledge from them. And they are indebted to the demigods. Therefore, they have to perform jagyas. And they are indebted to their father. The father has brought them to this world. In this way, especially a brahmana is indebted to demigods, the past sages and the father. So, the indebtedness to the sages is performed by becoming brahmachari. And to the demigod by offering sacrifices. And to the father by begetting children. To continue the progeny. So Narad Muni was accused that you keep them indebted to these and principles. How they can be liberated? Simply by dressing like you? A mendicant accusing. But perhaps he did not know there is another person in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Devarsi Bhutapta Ninang Pitrinam Nayang Rinin Nachakinkara Rajan Sarvatmanaji Saranang Saranam Gatomakundam Parihit. Anyone who has fully surrendered to Krishna, he is not debtor to anyone. And Krishna said that he surrendered to me and I shall keep protected from all kinds of harm. Because if you don't repay your debts, then you become sinful. But Krishna says, I shall protect for all kinds of sin. So if anyone has surrendered to Krishna, he is no more debtor to anyone. He is immune from all obligation. His only obligation is to Krishna. Eaten up this
tree? Sometimes when we're reading Bhagavatam about the Prajapati, they're such exalted persons.
Oh, yeah. They're an ordinary person.
Yet sometimes they behave in such a way that is, you know.
That is, after all, they're living entity, condition. They are also conditioned. They are not liberated.
They are not pure devotees.
No. They want enjoyment, material.
Still they are entrusted with very big posts.
Yeah.
But Lord Brahma, he's a Prajapati.
He's the chief Prajapati.
Isn't he a pure devotee?
No.
And yet he composed the Brahma Samhita.
Yes, he's devotee. Not to the topmost extent.
Sometimes we hear that Lord Brahma incarnated as Thakur Haridas.
Yeah.
But sometimes devotees say, then how come he's the head of our Sampradaya if he's not a pure devotee?
He doesn't look right. He's a devotee, that's all. There are grades of devotee, but on the whole, a devotee is a very exalted person. Just like gopis, nobody can be compared to the gopi. There are so many grades of devotee, but they are ultimate. (Clears throat) And among the gopis, Radharam. So there is no comfort there, no one. Even Krishna is defeated there. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to understand the devotion of Radha. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Around our society now, there are many devotees who are following different kinds of diets. They read some book and they get some idea.
This is not good.
And one of the things I see about the unique feature of all the diets that they have in common is that the devotees more or less stop taking the prasadam which is offered to the deity.
Is it not good?
It seems to me that one of the important aspects of bhakti yoga is to depend upon Krishna for one's maintenance.
Yeah.
So whatever is offered to the deity, one should accept.
The prasadam is not suitable?
Well, it is standard prasadam. Chapatis, rice, dal, sabji.
So?
Fruits.
Why they do not like?
Well, they are reading these books.
And becoming influenced.
Yes.
This is nonsense. This should be stopped.
A lot of devotees, they take these fasting for 20 days, 30 days fasting.
That means they're manufacturing their own way of life.
Yeah.
That's not good.
One of our best devotees, Srila Prabhupada, he recently left our association. And I know the biggest reason is that he was fasting completely from almost all foods for 30 days.
Fasting is good. But if one can fast, that is good. That is tapasya.
Yeah. See, they read these books in addition. Yeah.
Fasting is not bad. If one can fast, that is very good.
Total fast, you mean?
Yes.
I remember in Los Angeles.
That is great austerity.
Srila Prabhupada, you said that we should not fast more than one day.
Yeah, I wanted to point out to you that the results...
No, artificial. That's like Raghunath Das Goswami. He was fasting, but he was not weak.
Yeah.
That fasting. And he fast artificially, and he become weak. He cannot walk. That is not required. That is called Markot Bairag. If you fast and at the same time you do not become weak, then that is recommended. And after fasting, you cannot do a flat, fall flat. Then what is the use of fasting? Raghunath Das Goswami was fasting, but he was taking thrice bathing and offering obeisances 100 times. His regular activities were not stopped. And he was taking every alternate day a little quantity of butter. That's all.
We cannot imitate his position.
Very not. We have to work.
Yes.
You said that if we fast and we can't do our work and we become weak, and this is not so good.
This is not good. Not so not. Absolutely bad.
So, our devotional service comes first?
Yes.
So if there's let us say there is grain and rice being offered to the deity, and one finds that if he eats this, his service is impaired. Like so many times I've seen practically myself, if I overeat grains in the summertime, I drive around doing my service and I'm falling asleep.
Then which food shop suits you?
What suits you?
Oh, fruits are more... They keep me more active.
I take food. Fruit is also a part of the duty. there are the varieties of prasadam to whichever suits you can take.
Prabhupada?
Anything artificial is there.
In Los Angeles, they are charging money for the prasadam, and we find that it's cheaper to buy our own prasadam and offer it ourselves. They are charging money in Los Angeles for the prasadam each meal. So we find it is cheaper to
prepare your own?
Yes.
Can you do that?
Yes. They will not let a householder take unless they pay money first.
75 cents for noon prasadam and 50 cents for breakfast.
So if you can prepare cheaper, you can do that.
All right. You mentioned before that it is better that we not do so much cooking. If everyone is separately cooking, then that is such a time-consuming thing for everyone.
But if you said that if we cook, it is cheaper. Then, if it is cheaper, convenient, then you cook. I said that you save time, don't cook.
The cheapest thing is to cook. Cook one thing, cook for everyone.
Yeah.
That is the cheapest and quickest.
During Mayapur Festival, Srila Prabhupada, nicest thing was when we all sat down together and took prasadam.
Yeah.
500 devotees. It was nice spiritual activity. And everyone took
what is
given.
The difficulty? I do not find.
The tongue, I think, Srila Prabhupada.
Chapati, rice is innocent food. What is the deal?
Nice.
Over and above, there is fruit.
A lot of devotees are quoting you that they say that there's no need to eat grains. That you said grains were for the animals.
Prabhupada is eating grains.
I tell them that.
Rascal, they say, prove us. And you believe that.
I think the people are spoiled. If they go to India, they see, if here they're turning down rice, there the people are dying for lack of rice.
Where?
In India.
Uh-huh.
And here they're saying, I don't want this and don't want that. I don't want this grain, that grain. But in India, people are dying for want of food. They're so spoiled.
Krishna's position. If he does not supply grains, then he's accused. And he supplies grains, then he's accused.
Everyone is accused.
Yeah, those scientists came to Srila Prabhupada and even said milk was no good. That is what they say in these books on health. These health books, they say that cow milk is no good.
What's that?
But meat is all right.
No, some of them, most of them don't say that. It's very contaminating to read those and to follow.
Therefore, follow taking prasadam. Let whatever may happen.
That's the best thing. Let us die eating prasadam.
That is devotee. Yes?
In Denver here, we have many businesses going on for you. And we are out engaging karmis in helping us retrieve Lakshmi. We are going to them for Lakshmi in so many ways. How is it that this engages them in, or does it engage them in Krishna's service? Do they make any benefit? But most
what
of them
they are doing by doing business? They are Girastas doing business?
They are outsiders, karmis. They manufacture jewelry and some shirts.
for which they get a salary. Yeah.
Yes, but the devotees are maintaining the business. And like I myself go out and talk to rascals all day long. Demons, malechas. Hmm. Am I engaging them in Krishna's service by taking...
What you are doing with the money?
Pardon?
What you are doing with the money?
I'm giving it to the temple president so that we can buy a farm for you.
No. If you are engaging the money for Krishna, then it is all right.
He's asking about, is there any benefit to the karmis that he deals with because he engages in business activity with them? Do the karmis get benefit?
To some extent, they are helping Krishna consciousness more.
They also have this program in Pittsburgh. Same thing. They come to the temple and manufacture jewelry.
Sakarmana tamabharcha. It is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. You can see that. Everyone can work, but the result of the work should go to Krishna.
Blocks me from them so we can engage them more in Krishna's service. Mm.
Provided you engage them for Krishna's service. Otherwise, the Lakshmi will kill you. That's like Sita.
Them.
Sita is Lakshmi. And Sita was taken by Ravana. The result was the whole family was killed. Because they did not use Sita for Ram's service.
My question is, supposing half of those men that are in our movement are householders, would it not be more beneficial that everyone engages in preaching work? Or is that impractical?
Preaching is for the sannyasis, for the brahmacharya. And householder, because they are Brahmins, they can be engaged in deity worship and also earning money.
Business. Yeah. So it's not more practical to earn money by preaching?
Now, by preaching we can get money. Why should we go to the Karmis?
Because you wrote me in a letter that as so far as you're concerned, you think that your books are enough to maintain this society.
I think so.
Yeah.
But if they think that by doing some other business, they'll get more money, then what can I say? This is very good business.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're preaching, at the same time getting money.
Yeah.
We have found in our experience that some kinds of men do better in doing business. They feel more satisfied in collecting money in that way for Krishna.
That's all right, but that money should be used for Krishna.
Yeah. Different kinds of men have to be engaged in different ways. Otherwise they become more satisfied.
Therefore, Krishna says sakarmana.
Sakarmana.
Anyone, he likes to do something. That is his karma. But by that karma, he can serve Krishna. Sakarmana tama bhaccha saṃsiddhi labhate ipara. Nara. Saṃsiddhi means perfection.
In our preaching work, we will be able to maintain our temples, but with our business activities, we will be able to expand and buy all these farms. Yes. There's so many things.
If it is favorable, do it, isn't it? Therefore, we have made program 50% must come to Krishna, at least.
Yeah. Because many people are involved.
And dieting, the best thing is to take prasad.
Definitely. It's clear cut. My only feeling about...
The thing is they supply more spices. and especially that mustard. This is not good. This is private.
Should be mild, for sure.
Practically no spices, simply little cumin. And this turmeric. Turmeric you get from India, whole turmeric. This powder turmeric is very, very bad.
Unhealthy. They put sawdust in it.
Huh?
They put sawdust in it.
That's all.
It's very unhealthy.
It's very cheating. Any powder spice is not good.
Asafoetida also.
Huh?
Asafoetida?
Everything. Mm. As soon as this is powder, they mix with all those
things.
And it is very easy to cheat you. You are susceptible for being cheated. And they take advantage of cheating. The best thing is to import spices from India, whole. Either get it powder, or during time of cooking, you make them paste. Mm. That is first class.
Crushing.
Just put the spices water, soaked in water for some time, and then in mortar or parsley.
Yeah, smash it.
That is very nice.
Then it's
and
very cool.
Immediately press, prepare, and put it in vegetable. It
will
be tasteful,
yeah.
And it will be beneficial. All spices are beneficial.
And much cheaper.
Cheaper, of course, there is no question to you what is cheaper. For you, everything is damn cheap.
Damn cheap.
The Radha Damodar party is very good for Shadam program. This halava they make every morning, everyone is fully satisfied.
Mm-hmm. They're Zen men.
Every morning we have.
So why do they not follow your principle?
No, it's very. And the devotees love it. Every day, Prabhupada.
Every temple, give them example. Invite them in your prasadam.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do today.
I noticed the devotees would wait for prasadam with great time.
That is nice. It requires good leader, that's all.